Maybe you heard in Japan what's going on there. They they're banning fans from the Tokyo Olympics. No spectators in the stands. None whatsoever. They have declared a coronavirus state of emergency. And I was looking into this a little bit. Japan is only 15% fully vaccinated, which seemed sort of strange to me that they're hosting the Olympics, and that seems like such a low number on a global scale. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, of course, joins us every Tuesday and Thursday. He's chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. Hey, Dr. Copen, I know we've been breathing a sigh of relief here. We've had some good numbers here, thankfully. Largely, I think you pointed out, due to vaccinations, and then you see what's going on over in Tokyo. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, hi, Anna, and hi, good afternoon to all our listeners. I feel so badly for the Japanese. You know, it's the Olympics are supposed to occur last summer. Obviously, they were canceled because we were in such a difficult part of the pandemic, and there was a lot of excitement about having the Olympics this summer. The Japanese have been doing really well with the virus overall. And then now they're locking Tokyo down. They're going to a state of emergency. There will be no fans in the stands at the Olympics, but they intend on going forward with the, you know, with the Olympics. I'm befuddled, too. I've actually tried to understand why it is the Japanese government, and they clearly have money in Japan, did not obtain the vaccines early on. Mm-hmm. They probably would have to have paid a bit more for it, but to see to it that at least appropriate parts of their population would have been immunized so they could greet the world for the Olympics. There's a fuller story here that I think we need to learn. Mm-hmm. But boy, can you imagine the opening ceremonies? They built a $2 billion stadium for the opening ceremonies, and they're going to have no spectators. I mean, I can't even imagine that. Can you?
No, and I've covered the Olympics, and that's part of the whole thing. It's just the awe of people watching, and you're taking it in, and it's just something to behold. I feel for the athletes as well. This is their moment to shine, and I suppose without spectators, you can still feel some energy in a stadium, but I'm sort of saddened by it. I'm just saddened that it has to be that way.
Yeah, I think we all should feel sad. You know, I think the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, I think for everybody is something we look forward to every 4 years. It's just kind of in the rhythm of our lives. The opening ceremonies always is such a glorious exhibition, and all the athletes from around the world. It's just so wonderful, and we're not going to have it with the spectators in the stands. And yeah, I too feel very badly for the athletes not to have the full experience. It's going to be quite a television show, I think, though, to watch without the fans. It's
always
very
is.
Strange.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. It will be. It'll be great to watch on television. And I think we talked about this way back when the decision was made that they're going to go on and have the Olympics. You know, you thought, hey, well, that's possible to have some percentage of fans in the stadiums. We've seen Super Bowls and so many other major sporting events take place, and it's worked out okay. You know, in outdoor venues in particular.
Yeah, it's why I said there's a fuller story here. It's hard this far away from Japan to understand the entire calculation that the authorities there have used. It sure seems like they had enough time to figure it out. That NBA bubble idea would have worked, but you know, maybe we'll learn. I hope we learn more. This because it's such an important story, Anna.
Yeah.
So I hope over time we all get to learn more to understand how they made some of the decisions. And you know, it's actually interesting. The island countries have done really, really well up until now with COVID. So think about New Zealand, Australia, Japan, right? These are countries that have ocean and water around them, and they just said nobody's going to come in and no one's going to come out. And we know what's happening now in Japan. Australia has a similar problem. Sydney, for the most part, has been locked down now because they didn't have the vaccines. And if they try to open up to the world, guess what? As we've been saying the whole time, if you're not vaccinated, this virus ain't done with you. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're experiencing in these island nations right now. So, you know, we should just feel so fortunate that we have the vaccine in the United States, and we've been able to open up and live our lives like we are.
Yeah, you know, the Delta variant still in the news. There are a lot of, you know, you continue to see some pretty scary headlines on that, just about how it's so much more contagious. I heard one CDC expert say it's like COVID-19 on steroids. You start seeing 24 states now have seen an uptick of at least 10% in COVID-19 cases over the past week. They're saying it's because of this more contagious variant. And that, you know, you said all along that's going to be the dominant one in the U.S. very soon. It seems like it's certainly on track or on pace for that. But here we go. It's still the concern. It's still sort of top of mind as the move. Different health departments are trying to say, hey, get the vaccine. This is important.
Yeah. I mean, if we look at where the new infections are, no surprise, it's in places where the vaccine rates are so low. I noticed that in the United States, if you look overall at the number of new infections, we were getting close to 10,000. Now we're at 15,000. And the new infections are coming from places where people are not vaccinated. This virus is here. I've been saying all along, it's not done with us. It won't be done with us until people get vaccinated. It's almost gets boring, doesn't it, Anna, to hear us say that time after time, please get vaccinated. Otherwise, the virus is just going to continue to be out there. And we have Delta now, and you're going to read about Delta Plus, and there's a Lambda thing out there. But I don't want anyone to, you know, freak out about any of this, you know, COVID-19 on steroids, that kind of thing. You know, this is how viruses work. They keep trying to become more infectious. That's what we have right now with COVID. But thankfully, we have the cure. It's called the vaccine.
Right. One of the things I appreciate about you, Dr. Copeland, is you're never an alarmist and you're always super informative about these topics. And I think that's a good way to go. A lot of questions about boosters. We get those questions all the time. Anything more to know on that, Dr. Copeland?
No, we're still at the point where we're waiting. The guys at the FDA and CDC, they're continually poring over data that they have about, do we need boosters? If so, what will the boosters be? You know, all these questions that people are properly asking. If I got Moderna, should I get another Moderna, or should I get a Pfizer or the Johnson & Johnson? These are great questions. We don't have the answers yet. But as I've been saying, if you are vaccinated, you have robust immunity. Everybody who's been vaccinated, there's nothing to worry about. And we do have the leisure right now of going through the summer while our scientists are going through all the data to decide whether we need a booster, and if so, what that booster should be.
We're getting a lot of questions on the text line because today, Dr. Copeland, you probably know, is the day when the Vax-a-Million gives out the first $1 million prize to someone, lucky individual, vaccinated individual in the state. People are asking, you know, because they're going to reach out to you by phone or email or get in touch with you. They say this afternoon, so we should know, I would think, pretty soon here. But people are saying here, we had our vaccination in other states, and so we're not eligible for that. And I think that's correct, right? If you're not,
yeah, they took the state of Illinois took the state vaccination log, and that's where the winner is going to come from. So if you're not on the state of Illinois vaccination log, you're not eligible for Vax-a-Millions. We're sorry for that. I also got a kick that they've been publicizing the phone number that they're going to be using and the email address, knowing that most of us now aren't answering numbers that we don't know, right?
Right. We talked about that.
That call, it's the $1 million. And I'm not taking that call, it's spam.
I know, I said it's 312-814. 3524 814. So pick it up. If you get an 814, and you're probably going to pick up some nonsense phone calls today if that it happened to have an 814 prefix, but that's it. That's what they tell you. And then I guess I'm not quite sure, because some people are also telling us on the text line, Dr. Copeland, we didn't give my number, or I didn't give my email at the time I got my vaccine. I've just got to be some contact information there, though. I'm sure the state will figure it out.
Yeah, I think all of us gave some kind of contact information. We have to when we get vaccinated, in case there's an issue that comes up, say with the lot number or something else having to do with the vaccine. So I'm pretty certain that the state, going through this state log of who got COVID vaccine, would be able to contact us. So if you're the fortunate enough one to win Vax-a-Millions, they'll find you.
Yeah.
That'll be a good thing. And Anna, I hope whoever wins, we're able to interview, because
yes,
that would be great. Maybe this would be further motivation for the unvaccinated to think maybe I can be the next lucky person.
Oh, that'd be huge. So if you get the 814 call, pick it up, talk to them, and then call us, 312-981-7200, and let us know, because we would like to talk with you. I think it would be really cool to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can get the $1 million and you can be on WGN with Anna.
Right. Wow. There's a double incentive. I think the million's a little bit bigger, but hey, both of them could be pretty cool. Dr. Copin, thanks for your time today. We will talk to you next week.
Okay. Very good. Everybody take care and get vaccinated, please.
We hear you. Thank you, Dr. Copin. Dr. Jeffrey Copin, the Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital.